Mishnah says Daf Yud Beis. Tamaktish nechosav. Somebody makes his nechosav whatever he owns hegdish. V'hoyu behen dvorim aruyim lekarbonis hatzibur. You had things that you owned that aruyi could be used for korban tzibur. And we'll see the Gemara says it's talking about you have keteris. Hainu keteris it means. Is alocha nosna lumnin. If your person is maktish keteris, so what do we do with it? We give it over to the umnim. We give it to the workmen. Bischarun for their schar. Divi Rebbe Kiva. That's what Rebbe Kiva holds. So he says what? Nosna lumnin bischarun. For yotzi and lechulin. Afo pi shein dov racha nichnas tachta v'ksover hegdish mechala ala malocha. V'chsev yosli migdish. Now what's going on here is somebody was makdish everything he owns. And he owns keteris. So now the keteris became hegdish. So now hegdish wants to use it. Now he can only use the keteris if it was bought with the trumas halishcha. So what they do is this keteris now that's hegdish, they give it to the umnin, to the workmen that build things for hegdish. They give it to them for their pay. And then later, after they have it, the umnin has it, hegdish buys it back from them again from the trumas halishcha, from the new money. So the kids, our Mishnah is saying, all you have to do is take this keteris and give it directly to the workmen for their pay. Divi Rebbe Kiva, that's what Rebbe Kiva holds. So the Korbanet explains that how could you be mechalol? L'chura, the keteris is hegdish now. The person was makdashit. How could you give it to the umin for his pay? So this time Rebbe Kiva holds, the pasuk says, v'yosoli migdish, shetei hamlocha nasas min hegdish. That means the work that's done, you have a right to take hegdish and be mechal on the work that was done for the migdash. So when these workers worked for the migdash, the work is like chulin, and therefore when you give the money or the keteris to them, it's like the keteris' kedusha goes off on the malacha that they did, and now the malacha becomes hegdash. So you can be paid to the keteris on the work that the umnin did. That's the Rebbe Shita. Omaloy Benazi says not like that, and that's like we had the Gemara before. Einohi amida. That's not the right way. Because now that the keteris is kodesh, you can't be mechal, you can't make a tchulin just by giving to the workmen. There has to be money involved. Just for the melacha, the fact that the workmen did work for us, that can't be mechal, the keteris. Elo, what do we have to do now? Ma'afrishin mehen schar umnin. Set aside the money that you're supposed to pay the workmen with. O mechalin oison al moyes umnin. And take now the keteris that's hegdish, and be mechal on this money. You have money that's chulin that you're supposed to give to the workmen. So take that money and take it near the keteris and say the keteris is kedusha, goes off the keteris onto the money. So now the keteris is chulin. Now we give the workmen, we give them the keteris for their pay, and that's complete chulin now. And then later the gizba goes and buys back the keteris from these workmen with the new Trumas Chadosha. So therefore, you're buying it with the new Machzah Shekel, so you're allowed to use it for this coming year. That's the way you could use this keteris. So that's like we had the Mishnah before, that before you use the keteris, you first have to be poiderit onto money. You have to get money and say the keteris's kedusha goes onto the money. Then the keteris we give to the workmen, and then we buy it back from the workmen. That's Benaz Lashita. Rabbi Kiva holds no. You're allowed to give the keteris, that's Hegdish, directly to the workmen, because it's part, you could be part of it on the malach, on the work that they did for us. Weiter, hamaktish nechosav. Somebody was maktish all his property for hoya behema ruya agabi mizbeach. And the person had, he owned some animals. He owned the sheep, he owned the lamb, goats, he owned animals that were ruya to go on top of the mizbeach. And he said, now what? Stam, that these things should be hegdish. The loch is like this. He had zocher and he had males and female animals. His Rebbe Lezer, why Rebbe Lezer says, zichorim, the zichorim, the male animals, yemochru letzorchei oilus, sell it to people that need a korban oila. A korban oila comes only from a zocher, so you could use the zocher, the male animal, for korban oila. Unekevus, that you have the female animals, sell them, yemochru letzorchei zivchei shlomim, sell them to people that have to bring or want to bring a korban shlomim, and they'll give you money for the korban shlomim. And the halacha is, udimehen yiplu im shar nechosa levedek habayis. This is Rebbe Lezer Shita. Rebbe Lezer holds that all the money of your nechosim has to go to the bedek habayis. So if you own animals, really the animals also should go to the bedek habayis. But there's halacha though, that any time you makdish an animal, like really once the animal has a kedushas domim, you're giving it to the Bedek Abayis. Bedek Abayis means you want to give money to Hegdish they should use to build the Beis Hamikdash. You're making a stam Hegdish. Now if you give an animal to the Bedek Abayis, automatically it becomes the kedushas aguf. That now this animal like is roy to be brought for carbon. So Rav Lezer Shita is, when a person is makdish all his nechosim, he meant to give it all to Bedek Abayis. So the question is, if he has some animals, no, these animals are roy to be for carbon, they have to have a kedushas aguf on them. So the answer is, sell these animals to people that need a carbon oila, or people that need a carbon shlamim. So the zechorim and the nekevis have the kedushas aguf, they'll be used for the carbon. But you get the money instead, and the money you have to give to the Bedek Abayis. That's Rav Lezer Shita. That anything your magdish stam has to end up by the Bedek Abayis. We have Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says no. That when you magdish in a chosim stam, so true. All the objects, the different tools you have, the kalim you have, they go straight to the Bedek Abayis. But the animals you have, he holds that's kodesh lemizbeach. That has kedushas aguf on it. Therefore, zchorim. If you have male animals, atzmon yikruv oilus. You could bring them themselves for carbon oil. That's what you meant to say. You meant to say that the animals have a kedushas aguf, they end up a carbon oil. What about on the cavus? If you have female animals, that a female animal cannot be brought for carbon oil. So what do you do with it? Is yimachru l'tzorche zivche shlomin. You have to sell your female animals to people that want to bring a carbon shlomin, and you get the money instead. Now what do you do with the money? According to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, when you makdish your property and you have some animals, the animals have to end up on the mizbeach. You meant to be makdish it l'tzorchi mizbeach. Not like Rabbi Lezer learned, that even the animals go l'tzorchi bedek habayis, but Yeshua says no, stam animals aimed for the mizbeach, you meant to give it a kedusha, it should end up by the mizbeach. But Yeshua's chiddush is like this, what did you mean it should be by the mizbeach? You wanted the whole animal to be on the mizbeach. So if it's a male that could be a carbon oil is kulu l'Hashem. Those things burnt on the mizbeach. So therefore, this charm you could use for carbon oil directly. Ma'ashenke in the nekevas, you could only use in the nekeva for a carbon shlomim. Now, a carbon shlomim does not go completely on the mizbeach. Or shlomim, part of it, the baila meats. So that's not what you wanted. You said a carbon l'Hashem means the whole thing should go l'Hashem. Therefore, Yeshua says in the nekevas, you have to sell them to people that want to bring a shlomim. It's kosher for shlomim. And you get the money. Now with this money, you have to buy a male animal to bring a carbon oil from it. Because an oil is kulul Hashem. Those things goes on the mizbeach. And that's what you meant to be matish. What about the rest of the objects that you own? All the other furniture, the things that you own? Is yiptul lebedek abayis. That you meant to be matish it, that's tam hegdish goes lebedek abayis. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. So the kitzas of machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, when you makdish your nechosim stam, and in your nechosim you have animals, that Rabbi Yeshua holds the animals you're meant to be makdish for the mizbeach, they have a kedushas aguf on them, and they have to be brought for carbon. And Rabbi Elazar says no, even the animals also you only meant to be makdish for the bedek abayis. So the animals themselves you have to sell to people that use it for carbon, but the money give to the bedek abayis. That's the machlokes. Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Roya Niyaz Dibur Rabbi Elazar, Midibur Rabbi Yeshua. He likes better Rabbi Elazar Shita from Rabbi Yeshua. That when you mark the Shinachosim, you meant to say all of it should go to the Bedek Abayis. Why? Shur Rabbi Elazar Hishfres Midoisim. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's a straight pattern. Everything you own has to go to the Bedek Abayis. Even though you own animals and furniture. So the animals sell them for people that use it for carbon, but the money you get has to go to the Bedek Abayis. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. So Rebbe Kiva likes that Shita, that everything is shove is straight, that it all goes to the Bedek Abayis. Ma'ashenken, Rebbe Yeshua Cholok, Rebbe Yeshua makes a difference, that the animals you own, that only has a kedushas for the Mizbeach. You don't have to sell it and get the money given to the Bedek Abayis, but rather you could use it itself for carbon oil. Mashenken, the rest of the nechosim, the objects, the furniture that you own, that goes to the Bedek Abayis. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, even though you said one word, you said kol nechos hegdish, it's divided half and half, so Rabbi Kiva doesn't like that. Rabbi Kiva rather learns like Rabbi Elazar, you meant to say the whole thing should go to the Bedek Abayis. Amar Papayis, the Papayis says like this, Shamati es divrei shneim. I like both of them. Like I'll tell you, certain cases are like Rebbe Lezer, certain cases are like Rebbe Yeshua. Ha-makdish beferish, if somebody speaks out clearly, I'm being makdish now my animals and my furniture. And he didn't say the animals should go for the Mizbeach. He stam said, I'm being makdish animals and the furniture, then kedibur Rebbe Lezer. Then he likes what Rebbe Lezer says, that the animals still go to the Beit HaKavayis. Because since you mentioned the word animals, and you didn't speak out for the Mizbeach, you meant to say even the animals should also go on to the Beit HaKavayis. For Yamakdish Stam, let's say somebody Stam says, I'm Bimakdish, my Nechosim Stam, he didn't speak out animals and the furniture, then Kedibur Rebbe Yeshua. Then I like what Rebbe Yeshua says, that you didn't speak it out, that's why you didn't say Lemizbeach. But for sure, since you own animals, on the animals you meant to say they should go to the Mizbeach. They should be for Korban. It's only the other things you own, that goes to the Beit HaKavayis. Right. Ha-makdish nechosef. If somebody is makdish, all his nechosef, everything he owns, he says, ha-reizu hegdish, for ho yobhen dvorim ruyi legabim mizbeach. And you own things that could be brought on the mizbeach. L'moshol, yenois, you own wine, can be brought for nesachim, or shmonim, you own oil, you could use for the menachis, for yoifos, you own birds, you could bring for the kanim, kanizobis. Is Rebbe Lezer, where Rebbe Lezer says, yemachro letzarkei oisei hamin. You have to sell it for what it's used for. In other words, it itself is Kaddish. It has like Kedushas HaGuf on it. And you didn't mean to give it to the Beit HaKavayis, but you rather meant to use it for what it's used for. You use the Oifas for the Kanim. You use the Shmonim for the Mincha. Sell it for the purpose of the Menachas. What do you do with the money? Now the money you got from it also, since it was Oymet to be used for the Mizbeach, you used it on the Mizbeach by a Korban Oyla. The Shar Nechosim, the other things you own that don't have Shaychus to the Mizbeach, Yipl Lebedek Abayis. Then we say, Stam Hegdish, you mean, it's Lebedek Abayis. So before I should speak out, this Rebbe Lezer is not the same Rebbe Lezer we had before. This is a different Rebbe Lezer. Because before we had Rebbe Lezer says, even if you own animals, and you makdish them, the animals also only end up by the Lebedek Abayis. Because everything that Stam Hegdish means Lebedek Abayis. And here Rebbe Lezer is saying, not like that, he's saying, if you own flour, or your own oil, or your own wine, it goes for the purpose of B'dmeyim, goes loilus, goes for the Mizbeach. So you see, things that are royal to go on the Mizbeach, you mean to be makdashit for the sake of the Mizbeach. So these things sell for people that are going to use it for the Mizbeach for a mincha, and with the money, buy a carbon oil. So that's not like Rebbe Lezer said before. So first to speak out the Nechnami, this is a different Rebbe Lezer. So to Gemara, ha-makdash le-carbonus tibur. Says at the beginning of your makdish nechosev, and you have things that are roy for korban tzibur, is Rabbi Yechon and Noma Keteris. Rabbi Yechon says we're talking about a keteris, the keteris. Somebody has nizv shuas, he has keteris. Is Oma Rabbi Ishiya tiftor ba'umen mishel beis aftinus. We're talking about now that this umen that worked by the beis aftinus, that they used to work to make the keteris, shayonaita v'schara keteris. That they used to get from their pay, they used to get keteris. In other words, this is the case where somebody has keteris in his reshus. Like we're talking about your makdish yinachosim, and you have keteris there. And we're saying now this keteris is right to be used for the mizbeach. Luchur, how could you use it? We had before, it had to be made in a klisharis, it has to be made specially. So we're talking about now, who are you? You're this beis aftinus that they receive for the pay that they worked. They received keteris from the Beis HaMikdash. So Mela, their keteris was made with Kedusha, you're allowed to use it for the keteris. So therefore the Mishnah says, when he's makdash it, it could be used for the keteris. Is my time of the Ben Azai? So what's the time of Ben Azai? He says that you can't give this keteris now for the umin for their pay, because since you're makdash the keteris, it's hegdish. And you can't give hegdish for umin for workmen, they'll be over there semila. So what's the time of Ben Azai? Shein hegdish mischalal alam locha, el alam ois. Ben Azai says, when you want to be mechalal hegdish, here this keteris now is hegdish, because these beis aftinus that own it, they will makdish it now. So you can't give it right now for pay for the workmen, because it's not mischalal on anything. He owes you can't be mischalal alam locha on the work that they did, only on money. So therefore, first you have to set aside money that's chulin, and be paid the keteris onto the money. Now that the keteris is like chulin, now you can give it to the workmen for their pay. But to take the keteris that's hegdish directly to the workmen, Ben Azai holds that's awesome. But Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah said it was mutter, because Rabbi Akiva Shita is, you could be paid the hegdish on malacha. When a workman works for us, the malacha that he did is like chulin, and you can be paid the hegdish on that malacha. So you can pay him with hegdish's money, and the malacha now becomes kodesh, and the money becomes chulin.
That's Rabbi Kiva. But Ben Azai holds not like that. He holds that he can't be mechal on melacha, only on money. Gemara Tamon Taninim. We learned a Gemara in Temura. Yesh bekotche bedek abayis. There are certain mindless, certain things special about kotche bedek abayis. That's usually shestam hekdeshes bedek abayis. If somebody is makdish something stam, like up until now we're learning, you own a lot of property and you say harezu lehekdish. You be makdish everything you own to hekdish. What do you mean to do with that? You mean to give it over to the bedek abayis, that it should be used for the purpose of fixing up the Beis HaMikdash itself. The walls, the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's called the Bedek HaBayis. Now, Hegdish Bedek HaBayis, Chal al HaKol. No matter what you magdish for the Bedek HaBayis, it's Chal. You magdish a chair, a table, whatever you want, it's Chal. Because the pshat is, you're giving it over to the Gizbur, now they own it, and they could sell it and get money, and the money they use to build the Beis HaMikdash with it. So no matter what you magdish for the Bedek HaBayis, it's Chal. U'moyelim b'gudilehin. If somebody is magdish animals, so what comes out of the animal is also is the mila. The mush of the milk that comes out of the animal, or the hair that grows off the sheep, is also mila. There's an issa mila on what grows out of the animals of Hegdish. V'yein behen chani l'kanim. On Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, the kanim have no right to use it at all. There's a total issa mila. To have hanor, when it belongs to Hegdish, it's awesome. Ma'ashenkein kotche mizbeach. Those are kabonis. Those the kanim do have some hanor from it. They keep the skin of all animals and the shlomim they eat chatas they eat from a lot of animals, a lot of kabonis the kanim eat from it. So there's a milo churmin kotche bedek habayis over kotche mizbeach. That kotche mizbeach kanim are allowed to eat from it. They could have some hanor. Whereas kotche bedek habayis, there's no hanor even to the kanim. Omer Rabbi Chananya. Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Elozahi. I tell you, this Mishnah here in Temura goes according to Rabbi Elozahi Shita now Mishnah. Rabbi Elozahi now Mishnah says that when you makdish the animals, they also go the Bedek HaBayis. The Tanina we learned how makdish nechosim. Somebody's makdish is nechosim. For hoisa ben behema ruya gabim mizbeach. And you had animals in your property. Zichorim unikavis. You had male and female animals. Is Rabbi Elozahi Weimer. Zichorim, if you had male animals, sell them to people that have to bring a carbon oil, so they'll use your animal now for the carbon oil and they'll pay you. And the female animals that you own, sell it to people that want to bring the carbon shlomim. Now they'll pay you for it, and they'll use the animal for the carbon shlomim. Now what do you do with the money you get? That was Rebbe Lezer, the first Rebbe Lezer in our Mishnah. It holds when a person is makdish and nechosim stam nechosim always goes to the Bedek HaBayis. So that's Pshan, this Mishnah in Temura, that says, she stam hekdesh is the Bedek HaBayis. When you makdish something stam, even though it's an animal that's roid to be put on the Mizbeach, you do not mean just to be makdish at Kedushas Haguf, to put it on the Mizbeach. No, rather you mean that even though Kedushas HaGuf has chal on it and you have to sell it to somebody that's going to use it for korban, but the money you get, you mean to give to the Bedek HaBayis. Has Kostam Hekdeshes always goes to the Bedek HaBayis. So that's like Rebbe Lezer in our Mishnah, that even though you makdish animals, it's still the money ends up to go to the Bedek HaBayis. That's like this Mishnah in Temur that says, Stam Hekdeshes, go to the Bedek HaBayis. Now this speaks out, that's the Chiddush. Even though you have animals, something that's right to go on the Mizbeach, still you only mean to be makdish at the Bedek HaBayis. Omer Rav Yechon says, time of the Rebbe Lezer, what's the time of Rebbe Lezer? That even though you makdish in a chosin, you have animals, you only mean to be makdish for the Bedek HaBayis, and not that it should be a real carbon for the Mizbeach. The Pasuk says, V'ish ki yakdish es beisai, kodesh l'Hashem. It should remain kodesh l'Hashem. Now, b'ma anon kaminen, what are we talking about? What are we talking about now? What do you be makdish now to give to the Hegdish? In Babayis Dira, if we're talking about now the house that you live in, your house, you want to be makdish, give it over to the Gizbur, like you give it to the Bedek HaBayis. There's another passage that talks about that. The Imam Makdish, if somebody's makdish's house, is Yigal as Beisoin. Later, you have a right to be part of your own house. So there's another passage later talking about somebody was makdish's house, that he could be part, he could be goyel his own house. So, what's this first pasuk? V'yish ki yakdish es beisai. Elo, we dashing like this. Ki anan taminon. What are we talking about? The maktish nechosim. You're maktish in nechosiv, even though you have animals in your nechosim. Mikan, still we dashing. And this posik that it ends up, kodesh lashem. Lashem means it goes totally lashem. That's like bedek abayis. Because the hegdish of bedek abayis is only lashem, it's only mila. You can't have any enjoyment from it at all. Mashen ken kodeshim is beach, so kahanim could have enjoyment from it. So with dashing from this posik, ish ki yaktish is based on kodesh lashem, that stam hegdeshis go to bedek abayis. Mikan, she stam hegdeshis to bedek abayis. And stam hegdish go to the bedek abayis. This is the riot to Rebbe Lezer. Omer Rabbi Zira. Rav Huna, b'shem Rav. B'ma pligin, where is there, like pligin, where is there machlokes in the Mishnah between Rebbe Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? In this case, where's the machlokes? B'maktish nechosif. Where your maktish nechosif means you have a property. That you maktish the animals and the furniture and the kelim that you have. That's called the chosif. When you maktish everything you own, then we say that Rebbe Lezer says you mean to be maktish everything to the Bet HaKavayis. And Yeshua says no. The animals you mean to be makdish for the karbonis for the mizbeach. That's where there's a machlokes. Avo b'makdish edroi. But let's say you only have animals, or else you just go to your corral, just go to the edroi where you have your animals, and say I want to be makdish my animals. What's the locha then? And you say stam, I want to stam be makdish all my animals. Is called ama moidi. Everybody is moidi shul mizbeach. In such a case, everybody holds it only goes to the mizbeach. Here, Rebbe Lezer will be made that doesn't go to the Bedek Abayis, because since you're only talking about animals, and stam animals for the Mizbeach, Yuzichim meant to be Makdash it le Mizbeach. It's only goes to the Mizbeach. That's what Rebbe Zeira says. Rebbe Bo, Rav Chune, B'Shem Rav. He learns differently. Ma Pligi, like Ki Pligi, where is there a Machlekes? The Makdash Edroi. The old Machlekes now Mishkim between Rebbe Lezer and Yeshua is only where you be Makdash only animals. You have a corral full of animals, and you be Makdash them. That's where Rebbe Lezer says that since you said stam, I'm being makdish my animals, you didn't say lemizbeach, you meant to say lebedek abayis. And on this Rebbe Yeshua says, no, since you're talking about animals, for sure you meant lemizbeach. Avo b'makdish nechosiv, but in the case where you makdish stam, all your property, you have nechosim, you have utensils there, with the animals, then call alma moidi, everybody is moidam, shul lebedek abayis. And everybody is moida. That since you have some utensils here, that for sure are going to the Bedek Abayis, the animals also go to the Bedek Abayis. That's where Rabbo learned. The Mor says, I'll die to the Reb Zeira Nicha. According to Reb Zeira, the first pshat, that's everything is good. That's the way we learned until now. But the Machlokes in the Mishnah is, we have a few things. You have animals and furniture and other things. So then Rabbo Lezer says, since you meant the Bedek Abayis for the other things, you also meant the Bedek Abayis for the animal. And Yeshua says, no. That animals, you mean lemizbeach. That we understand. Of the kash al rabbi bo. Of the kash al rabbi bo. You're telling me now the machlokes in the Mishnah is we are talking about only animals. That a person came and took his 10 animals and said, Harezu heg this time. And in such a case, you're telling me, Rabbi Lezer says, even though he set upon only his animals, Harezu hegdish, where does it go to? Lebedek abayis. For the Gemara. Behema, learn lemizbeachi. Like, how could you say that? How could you say you're talking about the animals and you say the animals mean a Kedushas Bedek Abayis? Like for sure the guy meant to say Kedushas Mizbeach. That's what the animals are oymed for. So how could Rabbi Bo say that Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah says it goes to the Bedek Abayis? If you only have animals, for sure they should go to the Mizbeach. But the more Bo Behemo Lo Mizbeachi. Like again, no, it's Behemo Lo Mizbeachi. So Behemo should go for Mizbeach. And for the Gemara, V'loma, and Teretz is V'loma stam ho'ish hazeh. Why did if that's the case that the animals meant to go for the mizbeach? Why when this person was makdish's animal did he say harezu hegdis stam? Why didn't he say harezu lemizbeach? And the Teretz is since he said a lashon stam harezu hegdish is as loma stam ho'ish hazeh shukoimer as if he said lo yehei elo lebedek abayis. It's as if the person said, I only want this to be Lebedek Abayis. As even though we're talking about animals now. But you should have said, Harezu Lemizbeach. Since you stam said, Harezu Lehegdish, that's Rebbe Lezer's Svara. You meant to say, even this should go Lebedek Abayis. Now, even though there's a Svara, animals that are roi for Kedusha, has a Kedusha Zaguf, so that's the locha, you have to sell them to people that want to use it for a Korban Olam, and with the money, you give to Lebedek Abayis. Rabbi Yechon says no. Loishniya he hamakdish nechosiv. He hamakdish edrei. He hamachlokes. Rabbi Yechon argues no. There's no difference. So machlekes in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer and Yemishu applies to both cases. Whether we're talking about a person said stam hegdish to all his nechosim, or whether he said stam hegdish only to his animals, it's the same machlekes. That Reb Lezer says stam hegdish always means levetik habayis, and Yemishua says no. When you're talking about animals, for sure you meant kedushas mizbeach. You didn't mean stam. So the Mara, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, Rabbi Yavua b'shem Rabbi Yechinen, Kodshei bedek habayis, if you have Kodshei bedek habayis, she'apoydim temimim, yotzu l'chudim. Tremendous chiddush. If somebody was makdish an animal, he took a lamb, and he said on this lamb, I want to make the only kedushas bedek habayis on it. So once you makdish for bedek habayis, l'chur automatically, it should get a kedushas aguf on it also. Because since it's roi, it could be used for mizbeach for carbon, it should get that kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan is not like that. He says shepoydim tamimim. If somebody wants it now to be poydurit, when the animal is tam, complete, there's no mum, it's yos lechulin. You could be poydurit, even though a regular animal that's carbon, a hegdishtik animal, you can't do that. Once you makdish an animal for carbon, like a rezu oila, it has a kedushas aguf on this animal that you can't be poydurit. Only when it gets a mum, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you could be poydurit. But here, since you are makdish the animal metchila only lebedek habayis, even though by itself it gets like a kedusha, it's roi to be used for an animal, but still a chiddush, you could be poydurit even though it's tam, it's yoslechulin. The Mara Masnisa Narmer Kain. I'll bring you right to Yechiel from Al Mishnah. Mishnah says v'lodon v'cholbon muter. When you makdish an animal to the bedek habayis, so the milk that comes out of it, or else the vlad that gives birth, is muter liachet pidyonim. You could be poydurit them. If you poider the animal, then we say what the milk that comes out of this animal after you poider it, or the children it has, is chulin, is muter, liacha pidgin. Now, if it has a din kedushas aguf, a regular animal, the halacha is by psula megdoshim, even when it comes to bal mun, and you poider it, the vlodis are still aser, the geezer is still aser. Even after you poider it, you can't use the cholov and the geezer. You're only allowed to be poider it, eat the meat itself. So you see a raya. This animal, since you're only makdish matchilo for the bedek habayis, it never got a real kedushas aguf on it. That when you poider it, it mamish goes out completely, and you're allowed to drink the milk of it now. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chizda tifter. He learns like this. Not such a big kiddush. I tell you only shepodam temimem v'humamu. We're talking about you poider them when they had a mum. That's the way some of Farshim learn. Not about the carbonado, the shikli yeslons like that. We're talking about now kolema shekdisha tamimim. You were magdishim when it was a tam for humamu, and you waited till first it became a balmum, and then you were podim. And it's not like the yechinis chiddush. Since you were magdish these animals when they were tam, even though you meant to give it to the bedek habayis, automatically it becomes a kedushas aguf on it, and you can't be poydurit until first it gets a mum. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rav Chizda Masni learns like this on the Masnitz and Armor Cain. I'll bring you raya from a Mishnah like this also. The Mishnah says, v'lodon v'chovon, osor liachet pidyonim. Says no, another Mishnah says not like that. It says that this animal that you makdish b'dek habayis, even later when you poider it after it gets a mum, the vlad and the cholov, the milk, is still osor. So you see, when you makdish it mechila for the b'dek habayis, automatically it was chal kedushas aguf on it, like a real carbon. And even though later it gets the mum and you poider it, the din is you're only allowed to be poider it la'ochlo, to eat it and not for giza, not for avoidum. What comes out of it, the yoitzim, is still awesome. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yosi, kodshe bedek habayis, she'apodon t'mimin yotzim l'chulin. Hey, see, holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that kodshe bedek habayis, if you took this animal, even though it was a tam, and you were makdish it l'bedek habayis, you have a right to be poydurit even before it becomes a balmum, and yotzel chulin. That's like Rabbi Yechon learned before. In Tamar, it says like this, if you're going to tell me, lo yotzel chulin, if you want to tell me, no, once you makdish this animal, even though only is a bedek habayis, you want to tell me automatically it gets a dink duch saguf, and you can't be poydurit at all, it's in Tamar, lo yotzel chulin, you can't be poydurit. Kol zaman at a tam. You have to first wait till it becomes a balmum. Heich kotshe mizbeach, Chalin al kotshe bedek habayis. Oy bazoi, how does the Mishnah say that when you makdish your animal a bedek habayis, we say the etzer is sell it to people that want to bring a korban oila, and they'll use it for an oila, and then with